Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 28th of November, recording at 7:19 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick run through the highlights of the day. And more stock market selling pressure. Asia, hardly surprisingly, caught the brunt of the selling that occurred today because yesterday it had been quite firm. It had ignored the weakness that we had seen elsewhere on Friday, for instance. And the big move down was the Hang Seng Index, which is down almost 3%. That's quite a heck of a dynamic. Now, European markets were weak initially, recovered a reasonable proportion of those losses, closed mostly with small losses, and actually I see the Italian S&P MIB was actually up on the day, as was the Swedish OMX. Wall Street's been dipping in and out of small losses and small gains, and currently mixed on the day with the Dow down 16 as I speak and the S&P up 1. Elsewhere, government bonds. This is the sector that I'm really focusing on in terms of implications for equity markets, and they remain steady. So that's good news, but let me come back to that reason why that's good news. And with the U.S. dollar, this is soft again here today. It's not getting hammered, but you know, this is consecutive days of erosion that are taking place here. So the dollar down a little bit further in here today and sort of near the lows of the day, partly because the U.S. economic data that came out was extremely soft. Now, that weighed on some of the industrial metals a bit. No heavy selling, and it didn't weigh on all of them. Tin was a notable exception, I think, with a reasonable gain in here today. Now, the precious metals, when some of that economic data came out, the precious metals sold off a bit, but then recovered quite significantly. And silver shows good gains in here today, 1384 and a half as I speak. Palladium boring, doing nothing, down a dollar and a half. Gold's down 1.8 on the day, but just to give you an idea of what's going on, it had seen its strength in the morning. It got up to 642.20, but then it fell $9, over $9, getting down to 633. It's currently 638.80. So they sold off a bit on the U.S. weak economic U.S. data, and then rallied up subsequently on this poor performance by the dollar again today. And in that grain and bean complex, a little bit of profit taking in here today. Okay, so where do we stand overall? Well, I maintain that this is a predictable, somewhat bigger reaction in consolidation. I'm loath to even call it a correction. I'm sticking with the reaction and consolidation description here. There's always a risk that when these things start that they can frighten investors who are emotional at the best of times. And so people can take fright and we can get exaggerated moves in the markets. Usually there's something else that triggers that, such as some heavy-handed commentary coming from central banks. I don't believe that's been the case so far, but we'll keep an eye out for that. I maintain overall that stock markets are much healthier now than they were, for instance, back in May when they'd had 3 years plus on the upside without a correction of 10%. And most of them at any rate. So they're healthier following the correction that we have seen. But those gains that we had seen in the last couple of months were unsustainable, and they've spilled, that rate of advance rather was unsustainable, and they've spilled over into corrective phases and consolidations. All I've done is to lighten some of my leveraged trading positions that in equities, and that's all I'm really going to do. If I get surprised by what occurs on the downside, or when I think there's an all clear signal by these stock markets, I may well reopen those leveraged trading positions in some of the stock market trades that I've had in recent months, and I certainly haven't closed them all. Okay. Looking at the government bonds and why I think this is important, that if the dollar weakness is regarded as becoming a route which would cause people to think in terms of a possible crisis, possibly. I'm hypothesizing here, but it has happened in the past from time to time. But I think that if there was a crisis mentality, then we would probably see at least the U.S. Treasuries weakening and taking other government bonds with them. That is not the case at the moment. And if we were to see U.S. Treasuries weaken, in other words, yields shoot upwards, that I think would be quite quite worrying, certainly for stock markets. But again, I emphasize that is not happening, and one of the reasons why it is not happening is I think people are saying, well, the U.S. economy is soft, so we don't have to worry quite so much about inflationary pressures, and they will also conclude that this will actually help the U.S. economy overall, so not panicking as far as Wall Street is concerned. But sentiment, you know, it's a fragile flower at the best of times in markets. So I certainly am keeping a close eye on that government bond market, as I mentioned before, not in terms of trading opportunities. I don't want to do anything in it right now, let alone investment opportunities. But I'm concerned about the interrelationships of all markets and the knock-on effect from a sudden move in one area, the potential that that can have for other markets. Okay, let's move on to the U.S. dollar. So bonds are not showing alarm over the dollar's weakness. The dollar is down at the bottom of its range for the year, and actually it's going a little bit further than that on the U.S. dollar index, and this is pretty persistent against the euro, which is getting the brunt of the catching the brunt of the buying in here. Euro's at 131.80 as I speak. It'll be very interesting to see how the ECB and the European officials deal with this, and they've been calm so far. At least the only statements I've seen are quoted to me this morning coming from some French officials, and I think a finance minister, I believe, is French. And he was just sort of taking a "we're watching it" type of view. No doubt there's been more out on this today, and largely from the French so far. But I would imagine that there is some considerable concern behind the scenes. My guess is that Hank Paulson will repeat the U.S. mantra that we've seen since Robert Rubin, and certainly right through Jon Snow, that the dollar has, that the U.S. has a strong dollar policy. That's the rhetoric, at any rate, and I think pretty well everyone else agrees that the dollar is overvalued and that the U.S. needs a softer dollar. But nobody wants a dollar rout, including the U.S., for obvious reasons. Okay. But the investment implications of this soft U.S. dollar for American investors is really obvious, and that's why I know a lot of you have diversified. A lot of our American subscribers have moved money into overseas stock markets and shares. Okay, moving on here, the precious metal action. I think I raised the possibility, might there be a risk that precious metals caught some selling in from stock markets? Well, that's a possible risk, but easily it could go the other way. And with people just commenting on the with people just commenting, sorry, my mobile phone's going off, so I'm just going to shut that off for a moment. With people actually commenting on the turn the phone off. Lost my train of thought. Sorry, with people commenting on the weakness of the US dollar and saying that's all the more reason why we should be buying gold and other precious metals in here. For me, technically, there's very little comparison with what we see today and what we saw back in April and May in particular. Back then, precious metals were accelerating upwards, led by the action in silver and gold. More recently, stock markets have considerably outperformed precious metals, and it's the stock markets that are overextended, whereas it's the precious metals that have been putting in the support building. So we could easily get a little bit more volatility around these current levels in precious metals, but we don't have an overextended situation. That's the bottom line point in here. And grains and beans, I think they're going to go higher. I think coffee's probably going to go higher. Look at the Robusta coffee item and charts that Owen posted in here today. But bear in mind, overall, nervous conditions here due to the fact that stock markets are breaking some of these very steep short-term upward trends, and they have broken them, and also that the dollar has been very weak over the last week and a half. It's actually been coming down for about 6 weeks. So this will all add to a bit of uncertainty and perhaps increase volatility somewhat. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just conclude with my usual all the best to all of you.